Good morning and aloha. Buddhism appears at times simple, and Buddhist concepts of living ultimately express a simple truth beyond words. However, as the Dalai Lama points out, the transformation of an individual is difficult. So what makes this simple reality so difficult? We make them complex with our egos. Life becomes complicated due to our attachments and entanglements. Our egos actually make the teachings complex for us. In Shin Buddhism, we are accepted just as we are by Amida Buddha. Yet, we find this acceptance hard to accept. A poem entitled As I Am, or Kono Mama, by Chiono Sasaki, expresses it this way. I am so happy about being as I am that I naturally bow my head. Being good or bad, I am what I am. Being false or true, I am what I am. Crying or laughing, I am what I am. Being dissatisfied with what I am, how greedy can I be? Being as I am does not change. It cannot be changed. Only Oyasama affirms me, calling, come as you are. Because of not knowing that I am as I am, I wander around lost and confused. Because the compassion of Oyasama is all-embracing, I am now contained within it. Oyasama is pleased, and I am happy too. Living together with Oyasama daily, every time I listen to Oyasama working for my sake, I feel both ashamed and grateful. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. A similar way of expressing this is what Reverend Yoshiaki Fujitani shared with me when former Bishop Ohara came to visit him at his home. The home is surrounded by the beautiful mountains in Manoa, and it prompted Bishop Ohara to write a poem. In English, it is translated as follows. Although the beautiful mountains are always looking at me, only when I have time, I look at the mountains. Here to me, I translate this to mean, Amida Buddha always embraces me, but only when I have time, I think about him. As Chiono Sasaki puts it, quote, I feel both ashamed and grateful, unquote. Namo Amida Butsu. Shin Buddhism sees life as the constant unfolding of the truth through many levels of struggling or suffering. How often are we tormented with the inner voice within ourselves, questioning our decisions or judging others? Hear from me an awareness of my self-imposed suffering, that is my judging others and letting go into Amida's compassion, is an opportunity to experience the essence of Buddhism for this one fleeting moment in my life. Our personal stories of struggles and encounters present opportunities for insight into our inner questioning. Our inner questioning may arise from our conflicts, encounters in life's journey. Pain and suffering occur along the way in our relationships in daily living. Buddhism presents the concept of duality and oneness. One way of seeing this is to present it this way. In trying to understand the acceptance of others and ourselves, if I am not there for others, how can I demand that they be there for me? So understanding two yet one yet two can be very complex. Buddhism is about going deep enough to enjoy both happy times and sad times, realizing these conditions are arbitrary labels. Thank you for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.